guys. Welcome to Conversations. I'm your co-host, Jess Bridrot.
And I'm Richie Tobin. And today we're talking about the quad lighting, holiday dinners, and charitable actions around campus on this very special holiday episode.
Yeah, it's actually our last episode.
I know, it's so sad.
As for now. And yeah, I'm a little emotional, but I'm so excited for what's going to happen.
You know? The finale.
Right.
We got to make this a big one now. This is like the series finale. It's all been leading up to this moment.
So. Exactly. You know, and what perfect way when Christmas is right around the corner.
It's a Christmas miracle. It's a Christmas episode.
Exactly. And I actually went to the quad lighting last night.
Ah, how was that?
It was actually fun. Like when my friend convinced me to go and my class got canceled, I was like, okay, maybe this is my sign. I thought I wasn't going to be impressed just seeing some lights light up. But it was actually like so wholesome. You know, everybody was there. There was a Dunkin' food truck.
Oh.
And of course that caught my eye, you know, free food, free drinks. And then I saw the line was literally so long.
Was it free Dunkin's?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yes. And it was so cold out. I was in my hat, scarf, and gloves in my big winter jacket, and I was so cold. And I was like, I can't do this. Like, I can't wait in this line for some hot chocolate. But it was still so fun. It was so cute. And you should have been there, Richie.
Was it a lot of people? How was the turnout?
It looked like a concert, honestly.
Oh,
like, it was pretty big. And
a lot
there
of people. Quinnipiac. All right.
Yeah. No, I was actually surprised that a lot of people were there to support because I didn't really know about it until, like, a couple days before it was actually a thing. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun. And actually, the acapella group was there singing, too. So, it was cute.
Oh, what did they sing? What did they sing?
Honestly, I don't know the song. But
Christmas songs?
I heard it because, like, I left right after, and then I came back out because I went to Starbucks, and then I walked out, and then I heard them singing, and I didn't really know what it was.
I saw it a little bit before. I saw, like, a big, like, Santa sleigh out in front of the library. I don't know if that was there, but I saw them, like, pre-decorating before.
Yeah, honestly, I'm so short, and there were a whole bunch of tall people in front of me, so I didn't really see that, but if that was there, that's
awesome. Like, the one thing I did see. That was the first thing there.
Yeah. And have you started your Christmas shopping?
No.
Absolutely.
I'm always late to the game.
I remember last year I did my shopping December 23rd.
Yeah, like that. Like, that's me. I'm always late to the game.
Exactly.
But I always get good gifts.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm interested to hear more about this acapella team that came in. What do they call themselves? The Legends?
The Legends.
I love that.
It's an iconic name, honestly.
And I bet, like, singing Christmas songs is so fun. I've always kind of, like, Christmas songs just get you in a good spirit. I don't know. There's something about them. They got a little magical jingle to them.
What's your favorite one?
I was about to ask you the same thing. Oh, God, it's hard. But I like the one that's like, Christmas, the snow coming.
Yeah.
That's a banger.
It is. Who sung that?
I don't know, but it's a banger.
Mine is actually kind of a funny one because I feel like there's not really words to it, but it's Carol of the Bells, you know, in Home Alone.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. The rhythm in that, it just, like,
I mean, that's a great soundtrack. That's a classic.
Right? At home, I went to, like, this boutique in my hometown with my mom, and they play that, and I told her I'm not leaving until the song's over. It's like, that's how good it is, you know?
Christmas music, my only problem with it is that it gets insanely overplayed. Like, more than anything, that's all you can hear.
Mariah Carey.
Have you ever heard of the game? I mean, I like that song, though.
Yeah.
But have you ever heard of the game that's like, there's a name for it, but I can't think of it. But it's like how long you can go in the month of December without hearing the song Last Christmas.
I never heard of
that. They have a name, but, like, it's a big, like, betting thing. I know a ton of people that have been doing it for, like, years. It's, like, a big thing.
Are you going to do it?
I think I might do it because I haven't heard it yet. I might pull in a little money, see how long I can go. And then it's like, just see who if you can get to Christmas Day, and then you win the money. But it's like a fun one. I've had friends do it like a ton of times, but I've always lost. Like, I'm not good at it. I like the song Last Christmas, so sometimes I'll just cast myself like, Last Christmas.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, wait, damn.
Do you like watching Christmas movies at all?
Oh, I love watching Christmas movies. That's a hard one to pick my favorite of, though. I mean, Nightmare Before Christmas is a classic. That's the first that's coming to mind right now. I love that movie.
I never saw that.
Really?
Never.
Tim Burton? Mm-mm. Jack Skellington?
No.
That's a fun one. You should watch that. It's kind of a Halloween movie, too, but it's more of a Christmas movie.
Got it. I would say, like, just the Home Alone series. I feel like that's a classic. So.
Double Home Alone. Favorite song, favorite movie.
Exactly. And I also like the Polar Express. That was, like, my favorite.
I kinda hate the Polar Express.
Why?
Hot take.
Why?
Everyone loves the Polar Express. All my roommates come at me for this.
Oh, my God.
But they look weird, to be honest. That's all it is. They look like they're in, like, the Uncanny Valley. They have weird eyes. They don't look like... You know what I mean? They don't look alive.
That reminds me of the Grinch movie. Like, the way they look. They look disgusting.
Like the Whovians?
Yeah.
Or what do they call it? Something. Yeah. Does that sound right? The Who's. The Whoville?
Is that what you're trying to say, what they look like?
No. Those people, those are, like, real people. You know what I mean? Like, those are people just in costumes. They look fine to me. The Who people. The Who band. But, no, they look like, in the Polar Express, they're, like, animated. So it's, like, yeah. But that's, like, real people. And their eyes look soulless.
Oh my gosh.
Have you not noticed? Like,
I'd never noticed that.
They don't look right. They don't look right. If you stare them in the eyes, it like scares me.
Well, you're a film major, so I feel like you go into detail.
I just don't like how they look. I will say the one thing I do like about that movie is that the main actor.
Oh, the main character. Yeah. I don't think they don't like
no,
say
it's
names.
Oh,
the voiceover?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, no, I know this too. He's like the main actor. It's like the one guy that does all of them. Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks is the
name that I could not think of. Tom Hanks is like every single character in that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's like the kid too, and he's like all the people on the trains. Like he's like everyone.
That's actually so cool.
And then
cool.
They like animate it, so then they just have him like shrink down, and they'll animate him as like whatever character. But I'm pretty sure Tom Hanks was like everyone for that.
That's
I don't know
awesome.
How I just blanked on his name. He's so big.
Tom Hanks.
That's gotta love Tom Hanks.
Absolutely.
He's a legend.
Do you also have any fun holiday traditions?
I mean, I do Christmas Eve and like all the things like that, but I can't think of anything like too crazy that I do tradition wise. We like play games and stuff,
yeah,
which is always fun.
What games?
But I don't know, we kind of switch every year. We're always doing different Christmas related games. But what about you?
Yeah, my siblings and I get really intense with Uno.
Uno.
We always play that on Christmas Eve. And Jenga.
I love Jenga.
I love that game so much. And yeah, I mean, Christmas Eve, we bake a lot of sweets, like cookies, ooh, brownies, cupcakes, actual cakes and
stuff
like
that. That's a top tier. I gotta love the Christmas sweets. Speaking of holiday foods, I don't know if you had the chance to go to the holiday dinner this past week.
I did, and it was actually so good. Like, a lot of fun. I saw so many people there, a lot of my friends. What about you?
I know. I love going every single year. I eat all the food. They like, bring you through this long line, and you think, well, you have to, like, select your own time, too. Like, they take it very seriously.
Yeah.
You go in, you get layered up, food on food on food. You munch down, big tables, always a good time. But the best part is when you go upstairs at the end, they have ice cream, and you can build, like, gingerbread houses.
Yes.
And so I've made one with my roommates every single year, and we'll bring them out and then just like lay them out on like our shelf. Like,
that's
it's a nice
so
holiday
fun.
Decoration. Yeah, I mean, it's so much fun like decorating your. Well, now I'm off campus, so like I get to decorate a house. So now I have to think about like getting Christmas lights and like a potential tree. But like, no, we're not going to get a tree because it's too much effort. But like, maybe we'll get like a tree outside and put a light on it or something.
Yeah.
Something decorative, something festive, you know?
Yeah. You should get a wreath in front of your door.
I should. I mean, that's a classic too.
Yeah, of course.
We're actually celebrating multiple holidays inside of our household. Half of my roommates are Jewish, and so we're doing half Hanukkah too,
that's
which is
awesome.
Always a lot of fun. I've been living with the same kids for 4 years, so we've been doing the same thing for 4 years.
Yeah.
And so I feel like I've been like embraced into the Hanukkah spirit as well. It's like fun, like lighting the menorah every night and stuff. Like it's a good time and it lights it up well. And they blend well together too, like the Hanukkah stuff and the Christmas. It's just a nice, like, it's an all around holiday season. It's a good time for everyone. And on top of that, the Quinnipiac Herald House is actually having a Hanukkah holiday party. And it's on December 9th, and you should definitely go check it out. I might, you know, see if my roommates will bring me. I would have a good time too. I love celebrating the holidays. It's always a great time.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I've never been to one of those like holiday parties for like on campus and stuff. So maybe I should go.
No, they're fun. I always like it on campus. Holiday season's always just a good time.
So Quinnipiac is actually joining the Hamden community in making holiday gift bags. Isn't that so cute?
I've heard about this, and it's for the elderly, right? Anyone 60 years or older gets like a goodie bag, pretty much.
Yeah.
And from Quinnipiac, the Hamden community. I mean, that's such a nice thing to do. Anyone that just signs up.
Exactly. Have you ever done something like this before?
No, but I support it heavily.
Yeah. Honestly, I think I want to do more like giving back this holiday season.
That's kind of what I've been thinking recently. Like, I mean, I've been in the kid mentality a lot of my life. We're not that old, so I'm just kind of like, gimme, Christmas.
Yeah.
But no, now it's like, I got stuff. Like, let's give out. Let's give to the people. I'm in a giving mood now. Christmas has now put me in a giving mood.
That's
I've
awesome.
Changed. I've grown.
You've matured.
I've matured.
And there's also a Santa's Village in New Haven.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
I heard free hot cocoa.
I love hot cocoa. Oh, you know, okay.
Favorite.
Okay, this is a hot take. Do you like white hot chocolate?
I don't really like white chocolate. I kind of like white chocolate. I don't like white chocolate or dark chocolate, honestly. So I like milk chocolate.
You like just normal hot chocolate?
Just normal hot chocolate.
Do you put a lot of marshmallows in it?
A normal amount of marshmallow.
Oh my god. My brother likes to put like, literally like stacks it to the brim and marshmallows are like overflowing. I'm like, kind of crazy, but all right.
I mean, the marshmallows are good. We've been talking about Christmas a lot, but another holiday is also coming up. It's almost New Year's too.
Yeah.
I can't believe this year is almost over.
Me either. I felt like it flew by. Like, I felt like yesterday was just like that January, you know?
I mean, I feel like it's still like 2019 in my own head.
Same. Yeah. I don't know where 2020 and all the way through 2022, like, that just blew my mind.
It's all just, yeah. I mean, the college time, because COVID happened, it's all just time really just stacked up on me. And now it's 2023 and I'm graduating.
Yeah.
Like,
that's what's like really hitting me is that 2023 is such like an important year for me.
It's 2023. Like, oh my yeah. God.
And like now we're going to go off into like the real world and like get real jobs.
It's
kind of
scary.
Like that. Yeah.
And it happened so fast.
I know. It literally feels like my senior prom for high school was like yesterday. That's so crazy.
I know. I still feel like a freshman in my own brain. Like it does not feel like it's been 4 years. It's kind of crazy. I still feel like, oh, I'm still, you know, new around campus, checking it out. But yeah. No, I'm old on campus. I'm
feel
the old man
so
on campus.
Old. Yeah. It's when weird. I see like the freshmen, because like they'll talk about their FYS class. So I know they're freshmen. And just like seeing them, they look so small and like their voices, I feel like are so high pitched. And like, I don't know, they just look like babies to me. I'm just like, I can't believe that was me.
Like, but all right, I will say now you just give me a complete flashback. Now I feel old. Like I forgot about FYS.
Right.
Like what? That was what, first semester, freshman year? Mm-hmm. I forgot about that.
I will say that class really felt like we bonded over how silly that class was.
Did you have a good FYS?
It was funny.
Like I can't remember what we did. Like, I don't know if that's bad, but like what was FYS?
I think I know like it was very different for like each class depending on the professor and stuff like that. But I will say for me, I had it Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 9 a.m. So yeah, getting up like that early for me as a freshman kind of was not fun.
That's a struggle.
Yeah. Do you remember yours? Like what time it was?
No, I forgot mine existed. I have no idea.
But speaking of the new year, do you have any New Year's resolutions in mind?
You know, like I said before, I was being giving. Like, let's just keep on increasing personal values. Just being a better person, you know. Giving more, doing more for the community.
Yeah.
Let's try to be a better person, better human being.
That's awesome.
What about you?
I think for me, I just really want to focus on my physical and mental health and just, like, putting myself first. Like, there was a time where I'd go to the gym every day, and now I feel like I don't do that as much. So eating right, working out, and just prioritizing, like, self-care. You know?
Oh, that's a good one. That's kind of better, though. I wasn't as prepared. I just said I'm going to be giving better.
That's still good,
I said
though.
Better overall.
That's still a good, like, resolution, I feel like. And, like, I feel like 2023, I wanted to make it my year. Because, like, this is the year I'm graduating, and I would just want to do, like, I don't know. I just want to be, like, this whole new person.
Have you ever gone, like, try harder on a resolution before?
No.
Like, I've never really taken one seriously. I've, like, made up a couple, like, usually it's just day of, and then I give up, like, a week later.
Yeah.
But I've always kind of wanted to just, like, come up with a good one and stick to it.
Actually, now that you say that, I think there was one year, I would say I was in, like, the eighth grade, and I just said I wanted to stop drinking soda, and I haven't had soda in, like, the longest time.
Since?
Yeah. Yeah.
Since what grade is that?
When I was
in the eighth
grade. Did I
already know this? I feel like I knew this.
Did you?
I feel like I might have known this, but it still comes as a shock, because I'm just such an avid soda lover, like.
No, I don't. I think the last time I had a Shirley Temple was like,
that doesn't count.
I don't know. I don't know. But all I drink is like water. Like
water.
That's
water. I mean, hey, water's good for you.
And cranberry juice sometimes if I'm feeling crazy, but it's always water for me.
My friends like ration me for how much soda I drink. I say there's a percentage of water in soda. So
you know who you reminds me of? Have you watched Drake and Josh?
Yes, of course.
Remind me of Drake. Do you remember that episode where he would like eat all the sweets and stuff and like his face broke out?
Kinda.
Or like he stopped eating sweets and because like he wasn't used to it. Do you remember that episode?
Sort of. I've definitely seen so many of them, but I can't. It's not clicking right now. But that show's also a banger. That was a childhood classic.
Do you think like holiday episodes from shows or movies, are they better back then when we were kids or better now?
That's a hard question, honestly. Sometimes I find myself revisiting holiday episodes a lot, and that's how I know, like, they're a top tier. Like, that could be some of my favorite holiday media ever. But also, like, a lot of them I just don't, you know? A lot of them I just brush under the rug, like, oh, holiday episode, whatever. Never rewatching that one unless it's Christmas, and then I just don't watch it on Christmas, but...
I feel that. I think I like more of the old school holiday, like, movies and shows and stuff like that.
Like what? Give me an example.
You know, the Santa Claus movies?
Like, oh, yes. They're very, Tim Allen?
They're very old. And, like, just watching that, I don't know. I see, like, their bowl cuts and, like, their home phones with the cords and stuff. And I like that. I'd rather, like, watch that than whatever's happening now.
Something modern. I can't think of the last Christmas. Actually, I did just watch a Christmas thing the other day. They made, like, the Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special. I just watched that. I mean, pretty funny. They, like, kidnap Kevin Bacon.
I don't know who that is.
You know who Kevin Bacon is?
No.
Oh, man. He's a legend.
Thank you guys so much for such a great semester. I hope everyone has loved listening to Richie and Jess, and this isn't the last you've seen of them. Also, best of luck, you guys, with the rest of this semester and next semester, and also I hope you have a great holiday season, whatever you choose to celebrate. I've loved having you guys as the Conversations host this semester.
Aw, that was so sweet. Thank you so much. I mean, thank you for choosing us as your host.
I felt the magic through the Zoom screen. I did interviews this summer, and I was like, yep, those two are going to have good chemistry. And you guys proved me right.
Oh, well, I'm going to miss it. It's going to be so sad leaving. Yeah. But, I mean, I'm going to have to say that about does it for this episode of Conversations. For the last time, I'm your co-host, Richie Tobin.
And I'm your other co-host, Jess Bridgerod. Thank you all so much for listening. It's goodbye for now, but make sure to listen to all of our other podcast shows from The Chronicle.